Today is the summer solstice, the day with the longest period of daylight. Some people started preparing for it months ago. It began with a short email message sent by a woman to her friends. On the eve of the summer solstice, it said, "Turn out your lights from 7 to 10 p.m., unplug your TV, and do some things you can do without electricity." This email has found its way onto several websites, and on one of those sites, 10,000 people told of their plans to join what's been called the Roll Your Own Blackout, NPR's Margot Adler reports.
When Monica Rex, an artist in Los Angeles, heard the term Roll Your Own Blackout during an energy discussion on the net, she thought, what a neat phrase. And she'd heard, like most Californians, that blackouts might be more frequent this summer. So she picked the solstice, the first day of summer.
So the email said something like, do something fun in the dark, turn your television off, light a candle, say a prayer to the sun god, do something that doesn't require electricity.
She sent the email to 50 people, and thousands sent it on. In the last month, I received four different versions in this office, each of them several times. On one level, it seemed pointless and impossible to measure. After all, if 100,000 people turned off their lights tonight here in New York City, no one would probably notice. To which Rex replied,
kind of like a wave around the planet, like those stadium waves, is how I see it. Even if you can't measure it, I know people are going to be doing it.
Rex plans to have a candlelight dinner with some musician friends who play acoustic guitar. David Aragon, who coined the phrase, roll your own blackout, plans to have a picnic with his church in Oakland.
It is hard to track. It is, in a way, the sort of undertaking for which faith is required. I'm going to consider it successful if I act in a way that conforms with my own values and then maybe in the course of the evening learn something about the way I use power and therefore able to conserve on a more ongoing basis. Because one night, you know, people would say that doesn't make much difference. Literally, that's true.
When asked if she walked the walk as well as talk the talk, Monica Rex said she was taking steps to conserve energy. So was she unplugging her fridge, for example?
Well, I was asking a friend of mine if I could do that. He said to pack some blue ice in there, it would be fine. I just changed all the light bulbs in my house to fluorescents, and I cut my electricity bill in half.
Peter Sherman, the executive director of MoveOn.org, a political action website that got started during the Clinton impeachment hearings, said since it was going to be hard to measure the event, they decided to track it. They asked people to describe their plans if they were going to participate. So far, about 10,000 people have. There will be a New York wedding by candlelight and a summer camp that's pulling the plug as an educational experience. When I said I don't think most of the world will notice, Peter Sherman said that's not the point.
I don't think any of the organizers are hoping to make, for example, the power grid operators feel a difference, because that's just very unlikely to happen. But what we are shooting for is to let everybody know that this is a great opportunity to make a simple symbolic statement that we're not at the mercy of the power generators, that we do have the option on our end to do without. The more important message is that we can, through efficiency, do more with less.
Even Jay Leno is planning to dim the lights on his show tonight, although that will be after the 7 to 10 p.m. window. A spokesperson for The Tonight Show says it's a coincidence that this is happening on the date of Roll Your Own Blackout. The Tonight Show was planned after an NBC email, also in April, asked employees to conserve. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.